Let's keep moving. Verse 2, because that gets personal, does it not? And I'm reading now. A grievous vision is declared unto me. The treacherous dealer dealeth treacherously, and the spoiler spoileth. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. All the sighing thereof have I made to cease. Now God commands the twofold nation of Media Persia to destroy and spoil the city. And that's what you have in Elam here. Elam is Persia. And this is exactly what happened. Here's a prophecy given before it took place. Now, the destruction of Babylon was such as the prophet saw it. In verse 4, my heart panted, fearfulness affrighted me. The night of my pleasure hath he turned into fear unto me. Now he's moved with great feeling and emotion when he learns of the coming devastation. Now no one today can rejoice in the judgment of God. God says his judgment is his strange work. He doesn't want to judge, he wants to save you. He doesn't want to judge you. That's up to you. What will be determined is up to a nation. Now in verse 5, he says, prepare the table, watch in the watchtower, eat, drink, arise, ye princes, anoint the shield. Now this reads as if it were an eyewitness account of the destruction of Babylon as recorded by Daniel in the 5th chapter of Daniel. And remember, this was recorded about 200 years before it transpired. And in the midst of the banquet of Belshazzar, the Median general Gobryas, that had detoured one of the canals, marched his army underneath the wall of the city, and with a surprise and a shock, he took the city and slew men and women right and left. This is something God said would take place. And therefore, we read here in verse 9, and behold, here cometh a chariot of man. Now it's the watchman up on the wall of the city, telling the people on the inside what he sees. He says, as I look out on the desert, there comes a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And these are messengers. And as they come, they give the news. Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of our gods he hath broken under the ground. Oh, my thrashing and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. Now, this is the time of thrashing. This is the time of harvest. Judgment is the time of harvest. Our harvest is the time of judgment. We today talk about that the fields are white unto harvest. Actually, our Lord gave that at the end of the age of law, when judgment was coming upon these people who'd had the law for 1,500 years, minus a few years. And he says the harvest is here, and they were to get out. Our business today is a sower went forth to sow, and that's the reason we're to give out the Word of God today. That's the picture. Babylon has fallen. And I want to recommend a book right here because we're going to be coming to Babylon and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and then Daniel. Hyslop, The Two Babylons. Now, the chances are you won't find it in your gospel bookstore. You may find it in your library, and you may find it in a secondhand bookstore. But if you can put your hand on a copy of Hyslop, The Two Babylons, you do it. You'll have a very valuable book.